fossils. They preach a message. Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of the award-winning family magazine called Answers.
At a Christian school where I was speaking, I held up a fossilized dinosaur bone. And then I asked the students to tell me all they could about this bone. You know, at first they seemed perplexed. After all, it was just a dead bone. But I gave a whole message using this one fossil bone. First, it should remind us that death is in the world because of sin and that death is an enemy. Also, this bone may belong to an animal that died during the flood of Noah's day. Thus, it's a reminder that God judges sin. And in addition, the Bible tells us that just as there was a past judgment by water, so there's a final judgment, but next time, by fire. And how can we be saved from this judgment? Well, just as Noah had to go through a doorway to be saved, so we need to go through a door, the Lord Jesus. When we use the Bible, we've answers to explain the world around us, even using a dead bone.
Noah's flood explains why we see so many fossils in the ground today. So, was there really a global flood and a Noah's Ark? For the answers, get our 95-page pocket guide by calling and making a donation of any size. 1-888-89-ANSWERS. Now, today's the last day we'll ever offer this Ark guide on the radio. So call 888-89-ANSWERS or go to our website of answersoffer.org.